Hello, this is Dr. Terry Cooper, and this is the Doctor Call. It's Tuesday night, May 20th. I cannot believe that May is almost over with. I just, this month has flown by, and I am so excited to finally get Dr. Ed Weathersby on the call with me. We met, it was in Dallas, I think, just kind of accidentally, if I remember correctly. I was walking over to the Marriott with a friend of mine, and he kind of pulled me aside and said, I had no idea who I was talking to, just so you know. And chatted with him for a bit and then found out that I was talking to, like, the rock star of chiropractic, basically. And this man, I need to edify him a little bit. He has been a chiropractor of the year in Arizona, and I think it was 1993. He has been on the Arizona Board of Chiropractic. He's been chairman, vice president. He's also been chairman, vice president of the National Board of Chiropractic, which for those of you who are chiropractors out there, you know what a huge deal that is and how much respect that we have for Dr. Weathersby. So, again, I am in awe, and I am just so appreciative that you did this call for me. And I really hope that we are able to open some eyes and some hearts and some ears to help others to see, you know, why those of us who are in the chiropractic physician profession, much less the medical profession, look at this and can say, yes, this is real and this is okay. So I know from our little chats that you work to some degree a little bit of the skeptic of the skeptics. So what I'd love for you to do is just tell us the kind of, so to speak, who you are, where you come from, so to, and then why and how LifeVantage came into your life, and we'll go from there.
Sure. Actually, fourth generation Arizonan, and went to Colorado State University to go into veterinary medicine, and had an organic chemistry professor talk me out of that and into chiropractic. Mm-hmm. So off I went to a chiropractic school and never looked back, and I've loved my career in chiropractic. A lot of my career, along with being a practitioner, has been involved in regulation, and you mentioned that. I served 10 years on the Arizona Board of Chiropractic Examiners, as you described, and I also served on what was called the Federation of Chiropractic Licensing Boards, which works with all the regulatory boards in the United States and even outside the United States, and also on the National Board of Examiners, Chiropractic Examiners, and for those who don't know that aren't in the chiropractic profession, that's where we deal with testing. If you want to practice chiropractic after you go to school, you have to pass four parts of the National Board exams to be able to do that. So, you know, a huge part of, and that's been since 94. I graduated in 1986, and I got involved in regulation in 94, and been involved in regulation and testing in the profession ever since. So that's been a huge part of my career. And actually, while I was president of the Federation of Chiropractic Licensing Boards, I was giving lectures on ethics, more specifically doctor-patient ethics. And at part of that PowerPoint presentation that I was giving, I gave several different ones, but I also had included in there the inappropriate use of network marketing in a doctor's office. So I was very opposed to any physician using network marketing in their office. I'd only seen bad examples, and so I wasn't open-minded to that. Now, over the years, I have to admit, you know, I'd have patients that would come in and share, you know, network marketing. They always wanted me to get involved with them, and I would take their information, I would look at it, and I would find it either had no science, it had borrowed science, or it had junk science. So when they were gone, and I was in my office, I would just throw it away in the garbage because I wanted nothing to do with that. How I got involved with LifeVantage, my wife wanted me to go to a meeting. And out of respect for her and love for her, I went with her, also hoping that if it was something she liked, I could talk her out of getting involved with it. Cause I really
I have to
like
tell you, I feel so sorry for the presenter.
and the presenter that night was Dr. Donnie Nettles. And he said he was glad. Well, he said he was glad he didn't know who I was until after the meeting.
I bet.
We had a fun laugh about that afterwards. But even during the meeting, as he went through the typical opportunity meeting, he started talking about the science, and then he got into studies that have been done on this and go to PubMed.gov. And I thought to myself, right there, don't be saying that unless it really exists, because I'm going there, and I will look at those studies, and I will read them. And we left that meeting, and didn't do anything at all that night, except, go and hear the presentation. Well, the next week, I went, and there were seven studies. This was in January of 2011. There were seven studies that had been published on PubMed, and I went and read them. And after I read them, I called my wife up, and I said, okay, this is the real deal. I said, you go ahead and sign up under your name so they don't see Dr. Anything, because I still don't want anything to do with network marketing. But I want you and myself on this product, and I want my patients on this product. So, sign up. So my wife actually did go ahead and sign up. And then in February, about mid-February-ish, somewhere in there, Blue Elam had called me up and said that he had Kirby Zanger in town and they'd like to meet with me. And I really didn't want anything to do with the business side, so I made an excuse. I actually, as a hobby, I team rope, I rodeo, and we have an arena in our backyard, and we are getting ready to practice, one of my son-in-laws and two of my grandsons. And I told Blue, I said, I can't go anywhere. We're just getting ready to rope. And he said, well, that's okay. We can come to your house. And I said, well, you know what? It's going to be about 3 hours before we're done. So, maybe some other time, because I'm sure that's too long for you to wait, hoping that would get rid of him. And he said, no, that works. He said, that works perfect for us. So I couldn't think of another excuse quick enough and not be rude. I wasn't going to be rude to him because he's a great guy. And so he and Kirby Zanger came out to our house. And when I finished roping, the timing was about right. Went in the house and sat with Kirby Zanger and Blue Elam, and I grilled Kirby Zanger for about 2 hours. I was polite, but I did grill him about the business side of LifeVantage, it being a publicly traded company. And we talked about Sarbanes-Oxley and the federal regulatory control they have to oversee and make sure things are very transparent. And you know what? He had all the right answers. And I found in life it's easy to give right answers if you don't have to make them up. The company was legit. So when they left, I told my wife, I said, okay, this company is nothing like I thought it was. But I still didn't want to really get involved too much. And then I met David Brown, who had been the CEO of the company at that time. And I visited with him in depth. And when I was done with that, I told my wife, I said, you know what? I have no problem with this company. The quality of the product is there. The science is proving it through great university studies, peer-reviewed studies that have been published. And the way they have this company structured, I said, I have no problem getting involved with the company at all. So that's the end of February of 2011 is when I became, I guess, if you will, officially a network marketer.
And Doc, I got to ask, because those of us who are physicians and, been in practice for 20 plus years, that was a very difficult thing to kind of grab onto and to say, I can do more than be a chiropractor, and it's okay to be a network marketer. But that was tough. And even so, as you looked at that, how does that feel? Do you feel okay with that now?
Initially, I had to kind of be patient with myself, just like you were saying. Because I'd always had this negative connotation in my mind when I hear network marketing that I couldn't really see myself calling myself that at first. Mm-hmm. But as time went on, and it took me some time to transition, so I really did have to be patient with myself. I got so comfortable with, one, the continued research that's coming out on the product. I mean, there's just no question that the Protandim and all the products that come along with it work through science and canine health work. So that was no issue. And I had no question, after February 2011 about the company, but it was just me getting used to being called a network marketer. And I got to tell you, I love being a network marketer now. It's a lot of fun. I get to interact with great people that are positive about life and excited about life. And everybody has a job. And some people typically a job where they have to go punch a clock, no different than you, I do have as physicians. We're, our patients are our bosses. But with this, you don't have that. You know, it just, it gives you all the more freedom. And to be honest with you, because of the health benefits I've seen people experience with this and the wealth benefits that I've seen people experience involved with this company, I love telling them the importance of becoming a network marketer and the potential that it gives them to open up, you know, all new horizons they never even thought of, and in a really ethical way because of the way the company's structured. So anytime I'm talking to somebody, and I have colleagues that, you know, they sat in the lectures that I was giving about doctor-patient ethics, and they knew my background, and I've talked to them about being involved with this company, and they'll ask, is that a network marketing company? I said, yes, it is. And it's the way this company's put together, it's incredible.
And, so maybe never say never, huh?
You never say never in life. But that's the wisdom we learn as we go through life. You never say
it
never.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, never say never. So as there's other physicians and I hate to say skeptics that are listening to this call, that will listen to this call. I mean, you were the skeptic of all skeptics.
Yeah, I was.
And when you looked at those studies, the very first 7 studies in the very beginning, because some people don't even really understand what PubMed.gov is, you know. So, I mean, we know that it's the National Health Institute Library. It's where physicians, it's where healthcare practitioners go for their information. So when you read those first 7 studies, and you know how to read them, what made you go, this is real?
Well, the very university is one that I was reading the studies on, you know. Virginia Commonwealth University, where you had the American Heart Association publish those findings on, you know, seeing if it would actually have an effect on congestive heart failure, and that's impressive. And I've never seen, and it's been talked about before, so this might be a little redundant, but, you know, I'll say it because it was an epiphany for me. I have never seen the American Heart Association publish anything as far as a nutraceutical treatment for any kind of cardiovascular disease ever. And the reason I hadn't seen it is because it's never been done. So very
right.
Impressive. You know, Louisiana State University, another quality research university, you know, for the studies, the 3 studies they had on the effects of putting, you know, eating, actually having the subjects ingest protandim and then putting it on the skin where you have, you know, true science born. You know, it's incredible the effects that it had on, you know, not only decreasing the potential of skin cancer developing and then decreasing the potential of its spread is incredible. I was impressed with that. And then you had, you know, the other studies on muscular dystrophy and I the more I read, the more I was intrigued with, you know, these are quality universities and they had no, nothing in the fight, you know, either it works or it doesn't. And so they were going to look and see if Protandim really, in fact, did have an effect on the areas of interest that they had that they wanted to research. And they found that, in fact, it did. And that's impressive to me. Whenever and it's not just with, you know, network marketing. It's with any research. You know, I always look at research with a jaundiced eye. I first go back and look and see who the sponsor is. Because sometimes that's a little telling. I mean, in some of the studies that are paid to universities, you know, the company that's paying the university to do the study, it could, for me anyway, it would taint the potential outcome because the university knows who butters their bread in those situations.
Right.
But here, the universities, you know, were having these funded not by this company. I mean, this company literally, and that was what was really impressive to me, is the objectiveness of this. They literally gave them the product, and it was up to the university what they did with the study, and that was impressive to me.
Well, and I think that being said, and what's very interesting about you know, where you're at and where you've come from, and really how well respected you are, I am so grateful and thankful that you have jumped on board and that you're on this team, because it really does help all of us out there to go, listen, this is real. And to not have to be, you know, looking on Google where there's things, you know, you can say anything you want on Google, right? So, I'm so impressed that you decided to do this call for me and to be part of it with me. I again and again and again, I just want to thank you.
It was my pleasure. It was an honor. And I hope it's been a benefit to the people who have been listening as well.
I do too.
You know, I have to say, be proud of what you have, and don't ever be apologetic with this company and your opportunity with this company because of the research and the way the company is structured. It's an incredible opportunity for all of us.
So when I come to Arizona, I want to do an opportunity meeting with you. You good?
Let's go do it. It'd be fun.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Weathersby. We will speak again soon. And my children are now running and hopping into the car because soccer is getting canceled because of the lightning. So I'm going to go. And everybody have a fabulous Tuesday night. Bye, Ed.
Bye-bye.